Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda. I am your host, Dr. Rhonda Waters, CEO of Mutara Hypnosis and host of Ask Dr. Rhonda. We help ordinary people create extraordinary lives. I want you to consider today something that I see a lot in my hypnosis business and in other businesses as well. We grown people don't do the things we tell children to do. We don't follow along. We try to use the do as I say, not as I do methodology. And it doesn't work any better for when our parents said it to us than it does to our children or passing these things along. A lot of us don't like to keep track of things that we might feel guilty about not keeping track of effectively. Calories eaten, productivity at home, time you spent working on key projects. Some of us don't really want to track those things because we feel we might be indicted for not doing what we said we were going to do, which, of course, is partly true. But without tracking what you're doing and progress you're making toward a key goal, you won't get there, whether it's a work goal or a finance goal or a health and weight goal. Unless you track where you are and you sort out where you're trying to go, it's really hard to get there. So I want you to consider there are lots of really simple ways. I like a bunch of different apps for tracking production or tracking workouts or tracking food. There's a whole bunch of tremendous apps, which is one of the great things about living in a computerized age, is you don't have to keep a paper copy, although lots of successful programs use paper copies, Weight Watchers and some other programs. There's lots of ways to keep track of something. Some people just use a simple little handheld 3x5 notebook or use index cards to keep track of their production. And it's really important because at some point our memories tend to play an interesting trick on us. We begin to think that we're not making any more progress because we feel like we're being blocked from moving ahead, but we also have lost track somehow of where we came from. And this is another thing that's really good about having a paper copy or a computerized copy of production or progress, is that when you open it up and you look at it, you see where you were when you started, you can think, okay, I have in fact come quite a ways. I know that's one of the things that happened to me. I used to do the Weight Watchers online program. Those of you who knew me when I weighed 240 pounds, I used to do the online program. And a couple of years down the path, I felt I was kind of stalled or whatever. I felt I hadn't had any progress in a long time. And I decided I'd go back and look at their site and think about whether I wanted to join up again. And when this program's Remember You, so the minute I signed back up, it brought up my 237-pound starting point. And at the time, I was about 195, and I went, I have come a distance. But without that reminder, I might have thought, I'm log-jammed, I can't get any further. I wouldn't have had the reminder of where I was. And this is one of the important parts about tracking. And why I say it's important, you have to track your way to success. If you're trying to learn a new task or get better at something that maybe you're pretty good at, whether it's golf or it's something about a computer program you use at work, it may take a little while to sort those things out, but you need to know where you began in order to stay motivated to move ahead in the process. So don't let, even if you feel like you're stalled for a while, don't let yourself stay that way for long, because anything you want to do, there's always resistance to really important things. There's always some resistance, and sometimes it comes from places you can expect, like your family members. Other places, it comes from something strange. The weather doesn't seem to cooperate when you're trying to fly out of town for an important meeting. But sometimes you just have to recognize that you need to sort out where you are at this time and refocus on where you're trying to go, and then also to figure out a way to stay motivated as you make those progresses, those changes. When I see somebody in my office who's got maybe 70, 80, 100 pounds to lose, sometimes they'll say, it seems like it's so far away. And it's a case of one of those things you see they'll talk about sometimes on TV. It doesn't make any difference how far away, how long the journey is, but until you get started, you're not on the path. So even though sometimes people may think, it's going to take me a year to lose all that weight, well, if you don't start moving in that direction, the weight is not going to go down on its own. Very rarely, unless someone is ill, does weight go down on its own. It requires effort, practice, discipline. But these are not bad things. So this is when I say you track your way to success. People think, that shows you have to have discipline. Yeah, you do. But we're not necessarily born with discipline. We develop discipline on things we care about. If you care about your children, do you encourage them, even though you may or may not have been encouraged yourself much, or you didn't feel like you were being encouraged much by your parents? Do you try and encourage your children? And why do you do that? Because it makes them feel better, and it helps to demonstrate that you care about what they're doing. So why can't you do that for yourself? Are you not a person? The answer to that question is yes, if you're listening, although there may be some aliens from outer space. But the part where you recognize that occasionally a little encouragement is a good thing, and sometimes we have to pat ourselves on the back in order to feel like we can go ahead, because sometimes we don't feel we can talk to other people about something that may be going on or a goal we're seeking. I mean, I've had plenty of people in my regular traditional college classes who'll ask sometimes, you know, have you told your family members you're going to college? And every so often, almost in every class, there'll be one or two people who said, I'm not telling them anything. I'm not telling them a thing. They're going to laugh at me, or they're going to say, you should have done this years ago, or they feel they're not going to be supported. So sometimes we have to recognize that others may have a view of us that we don't think is the way it should be. But the part where you sort out for yourself, you're going to honor your commitments. Tracking your way to success is one way you can make sure you get from where you're going to where you want to be. Very often when we make decisions about goal setting, we don't really know everything we need to know to reach that goal, but starting on the path, part of that initial learning is sorting out what works for you. Like we have people, I work with sometimes people with stopping smoking, and some of them, many of them really quit cold turkey that first night with hypnosis as a tool. Some of them it takes one or two or three or five days. But we're not widgets. Some of them it takes a little bit longer. Some of us it takes a little bit longer. Some people at work, especially if you're dependent upon other people in the corporation to recognize your skills and abilities, sometimes it takes longer than you planned. You may have finished your college degree. You may have done some of the programs they suggested you do at work. You may have taken additional training, and still your bonus, your promotion hasn't come. And sometimes you have to be patient with that, and sometimes you have to vote with your feet and determine whether that workplace is the right one for you. But you need to have a way of understanding where you are in the process. I mean, we track ourselves as from the time we're small, when the first thing somebody does with us after they and after we're born is they weigh us and they measure us. I don't know how many of you in your houses have those little marks or notches on the door or on a closet door or someplace measuring the heights of your children. We track. And then suddenly as an adult, we go, oh, no, I don't, that's childish. I'm not doing that anymore. But it's important for you to recognize sometimes to encourage yourself, or if you want to encourage someone else, encouraging someone else. And I'm really in favor of finding someone to encourage every day. The practice of being positive, being a positive influence or a positive role model in someone else's life changes you in a positive way. So I would encourage you to seek out someone else who's trying to do something. If you run every day on a track, or you see somebody, the same person in the gym every day, and they're really trying to get something done, you know, walk by them one day and say, hey, you know, good workout. They might be stunned at first because they might not hear you over the headphones, but some people, that no one's ever said anything nice to them. Be the nice person who says something to them. If there's somebody in your office who gets reports done on time while half the people in the group don't appreciate it, say something nice to that person. That you appreciate that their reports are always done effectively, that things are always handled well. If somebody handles the travel for your family or handles something that maybe makes your life easier, thank that person for doing it, because it's important to help reinforce other people, and it also allows you to feel reinforced in other things you're doing, and it'll draw positive things to you as well. So I want you to think about how you might track something you want to keep track of. So like I said, I would look through the Apple Store and for apps that you could use on your phone that allow you to track things. Now, sometimes people say, oh, tracking food's a pain in the neck. They never have what I want. Well, they're probably not going to have exactly what you want, depending on the food or that you're looking for. But although big chain restaurants, they'll have the menu at large chain restaurants and a lot of medium-sized restaurants. If you're cooking something at home, but it's similar to something in a restaurant, you might be able to make a substitution. But I want you to find a way to track, as I say, even if it's with a pencil and paper, or you do it with a computer, or on your iPad, with an app on your phone, some way to keep track of where you are now and where you're trying to go, so you can do a quick stare and compare of progress you've made. Or if you're planning on doing research, you're going to buy a home. You don't, when you're going to buy a home, any major project, if you're going to do something major like that, you're going to do research. In the case of buying a home, you want to find the right agent, somebody to work with you, a realtor, how you're going to, you know, where you want to live, some basic information. You're going to do research as you would for anything else. And the part where you track, what do you need to learn about buying a home? And just calling up a real estate agent and saying, hey, I want to buy this house such and such at this location. Can you handle a sale for me? That is not likely to be your least expensive or most effective way of purchasing a home. You can do it that way, but it will cost you more, perhaps tens of thousands of dollars, by not knowing what you need to know. Plus, knowing some background information, working with a realtor in depth to help make sure you're prepared for those kinds of sales, unless you're paying for something in cash. And even if you are paying for it in cash, sorting out how you want to do that, because they don't really let you hand over a bag full of cash to buy a house anymore, terrorism and whatnot. So the part where you figure out for yourself any key piece of information, like it may take you several months to work out all the details that you need to organize, the things you really need to know about buying a home. For example, you might care about the tax rate is in the town you want to move, that beautiful home you spotted you might want to move into. Maybe the tax rate in that town is $40,000, $50,000 a year. Could be. So you might want to think about, you know, do y'all really want to live there? Not that that might necessarily stop you, but you need the information. Like when you buy a car, you can definitely buy a car based totally on the look of the vehicle. If you don't do any other research, then you won't know what the cost of maintenance might be, or potentially might be, what the kind of gas mileage is. Do you have to put high-octane gas in there? How does that affect the cost? Do you live in a part of the town that requires you to pay additional taxes? All sorts of expenses, things you don't know if you haven't done a little bit more detail looking in. So when you're tracking your way to success, you're sorting out those kinds of things. If you want to start your own business, yeah, you can go down. You can go on to a LegalZoom and do something and do incorporate your business. You have to pay slightly more than you pay to the local state or in the local town that you're in, because they got to get their money somehow. But you can do it yourself without paying any additional fees in almost any community you want to be in. But there's questions on the form that pertain to your taxes to be done later. And if you don't know you want to structure your company, you could be filling it out the wrong way and need to do all kinds of things to put the company on the right footing you want to have it on. Well, you need a little bit more research. And this is how tracking your way to success is important, because sorting out some things to do a little research on, and we live, I always find this entertaining, when I'm in with a group of people who have their smartphones with them, a laptop maybe open in front of them, and they'll ask me a question that Google could give them the answer to in 3 seconds. So, and because even though you might think of me as an old school person, sometimes I'll just say, and you didn't Google that? And they're like, and they look at me like, it's okay for me to Google? And I'm like, sure, you get the information. You may have to check it 2 or 3 places to make sure it's right. But you need to use the tool. The computer is not meant to just be something you can Instagram, you know, or Snapchat on. It's the greatest source of information that we've ever had in history. It's even above books, although you have to read in order to be able to use a computer. But the part where you honor the tracking part of how you get things done, where you sort out things that may be setbacks, but that's part of it. Setbacks are part of any program. It's important for you to figure out a way to track where you are, consider where you might want to go, and even if you wind up changing your mind about where you think you want to go, that's okay too, because you still learn something. So if you have a project or something you're thinking about doing, reach out to me at rfw@mutarehypnosis.com, mutarehypnosis.com, and make a suggestion. Send me an email, something you want to do. I'll help you see if I can, and how to go in a direction that will allow you to be successful. If I don't know who knows the answer, I know someone who does. So I want to thank you for listening to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda, and we'll be talking again soon.